Here First is sponsored by UCS Healthcare, offering compassionate healthcare for all. Learn more about their services, including statewide access to medication-assisted treatment for alcohol and opioid use disorders, at ucsonline.org.
Today is Tuesday, April 16th. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer. The Iowa House is sending a bill to Governor Kim Reynolds that lays out training requirements for teachers and staff who are authorized to carry firearms in K-12 schools. Republicans say the bill is meant to help districts such as Spirit Lake, which tried to arm staff members but was told by its insurer the district would lose coverage. Under the bill, both armed employees and their districts would receive qualified immunity, protecting them from civil and criminal liability. Representative Beth Wessel-Crochel, a Democrat from Ames, voted against the bill because if a student is mistakenly hurt or killed, she says someone should be held responsible.
When you have no liability for teachers and the school district, all children will be at risk. All families will have nowhere to go.
A school employee who is permitted to carry a gun must go through training on how to respond to active shootings and coordinate with law enforcement. The bill passed with Republican support. The final vote in the House, 62-36. Iowa members of the Law Enforcement Immigration Task Force say they're concerned about a new state law that would let state police arrest undocumented immigrants who were denied entry to the U.S. The national group includes a handful of Iowa law enforcement leaders, including Marshalltown Police Chief Michael Tupper, who is the co-chair of the task force. He says the law has severely harmed community relations that took decades to build. Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law last week, saying the Biden administration has failed to enforce immigration laws. The new law is set to take effect on July 1st, but a similar law in Texas has been held up in court as judges decide whether or not states should be allowed to enforce immigration laws. The Dickinson County Board of Supervisors will consider today whether to require distance restrictions for carbon dioxide pipelines. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports the five-member board is scheduled to hold a public hearing for a pipeline ordinance and vote on whether or not to approve it. The board might also finalize that vote by waiving two further readings of the ordinance. It would be the sixth county ordinance adopted in response to the pipeline system that Summit Carbon Solutions is planning to build. The company has filed federal lawsuits against five counties to prevent them from enforcing similar measures. Dickinson County officials have said their ordinance is less restrictive than the others and that they hope to avoid litigation. Summit has declined to comment about the ordinance. It would require carbon dioxide pipelines be at least 1,600 feet from cities plus other setbacks. Work is progressing on crafting the new farm bill, and Iowa's 4th District Congressman Randy Feenstra is hopeful it will be finalized sometime soon.
Before we can release the tax, we got to create what happens is we have to know a tax score, what it's going to cost. So the Congressional Budget Office got to create that score because we got to know, all right, you know, how do we pay for this? And that's what we're waiting for.
Farm bill is usually updated every 5 years, but a new version did not materialize last year. So Congress passed a one-year extension, which will last through the fall. Feenstra hopes the farm bill will make it out of committee by May. And as expected, Iowa's Caitlin Clark was the first overall pick in the WNBA draft last night.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Clark is a two-time Wooden Naismith and AP Player of the Year. She holds a record for the most career points of any NCAA Division I player. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.